Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 5th, 2023. Have your host, James Jay, behind the mic. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator, UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Right now, in studio with us, like she didn't even have to leave from this morning. Play
just
along.
Just hanging out all day.
Just play along, everybody. Good afternoon to you, Terry.
Thank you
so much for being here. CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, here to talk all things United Way of Southwood and Adams County. And we got a lot to cover, Terry. It's a busy time of year for you guys. I don't know if you would say this is the busiest time of year, but it's pretty close.
You know, I think it is. Just the amount of community engagement that we have the opportunity to do right now. You know, other parts of the year, we have a lot of events and we have, you know, coalition meetings and those things going on. But right now is really when we're getting a lot of FaceTime with many members of the community that we don't see otherwise. And it's purely because this is when we're doing fundraising. I mean, that's the reality. We do a lot of great work throughout the entire year. There's a ton of impact, you know, lives that are touched and impacted by the funds that we raise. But the reality is, you know, fall for us is about the money, right? Yeah. It's about individuals in our community, companies in our community, fundraising and events that are bringing dollars to United Way to make an impact, you know, right here in our community. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's truly focused on the donor and what that means for the well-being of our community.
One of our early conversations we had, especially when talking about the United Way, you were very clear and wanted to be very transparent about the funds and where these things go and that. And it's something that I thought you were just doing with me. And then I realized, oh, wait, no. See, this is how you handle things at the United Way.
Yeah, that's just the drill all the time.
So transparent. And I think nowadays there's a couple things people want to do with their dollar. I'm just using a dollar as an example. They want to get 100 pennies out of that dollar. They want to get everything they can out of that dollar. They want to get more bang for their buck, if you will. And they want to know where all those pennies are going. They want to know that if I'm giving money to this cause, that the at least the majority of it is going to that cause. You and I met at around a time when there was a lot of those kind of scams going on and everything. A lot of people were, you know, getting hoodwinked in that. Well, the United Way makes both of those things incredibly clear to you from day one. It is all about making every one of those 100 pennies count and putting them in the funds that where they're needed the most, with some of the things in our society that aren't so needed. But it's also, where do you want to put it? Do you want to put it here? Do you want to put it there? Like, it's so transparent and it's so bang for your buck, because I'm not just helping this cause. I'm putting it in, and if I don't choose a specific area or a specific cause, that dollar gets spread out to all these different causes. So I know I'm impacting young children, young literacy. I'm helping with the hunger situation, et cetera, et cetera. It's a really unique opportunity for the volunteer out there, for the person that wants to give back and put into their community.
Absolutely. It's exactly what you said, right? It's the best bang for your buck, so to speak. It is also the greatest opportunity to have your donation spread out into areas of interest. And then also, you know, noteworthy is the accountability that we put on programs that we help to fund, in addition to the programs that we offer ourselves, you know, that part of our staff offers. And the reality of United Way is that your dollar stays in the community too. You know, that I think that's just really important, that whatever you invest is literally staying in the specific zip code that you might choose, or whatever geographic area.
One thing I don't think we've really touched on before is the accountability part you mentioned there. I think that is an important part. It shows the how much you guys mean what you say. I don't have a lot of money, and I put, you know, $10 into this particular cause. And I know from you guys and the transparency that money's going, that whole $10 is going to that company. But then, are they using it properly? Are they using it to do the things that we're hoping they do? I'd gather to think that 9 out of 10, if not 9.9 out of 10 nonprofits are doing that said thing. But it doesn't hurt to have some accountability there, right there, to keep that in check. I will say, just as a note from myself and from what I've seen as a board member of the Family Center, that is encouraged, that is welcomed. that is something that is never shied from, and it's just another part of the conversation. Hey, the United Way helps us out a lot. This is what they ask, and we do that. It's not a big deal. It's not, but I do think that it's cool for the person who is donating money. Again, going back to what we were saying before, people want to know that if I'm going to put this $5 into this, that it's going into this. And I think that's a really unique part of this.
Yeah, I think it is great that, you know, you don't have to do your own homework. You can. I mean, of mm-hmm. course you can, but you don't have to. And we also, I mean, we have great partners, yeah. right? Like, I mean, yeah. we really have fabulous agencies in this community that are offering programs that are having a very high level of impact. But some of the ways that we partner and work together is, you know, we have a written funding application mm-hmm. that an agency will write when they're asking for program funding. We visit all the programs that we fund. And when I say we, there's always a staff component, but then there's also a volunteer component, mm-hmm. right? So members of the community, people who serve on our review panel, people who serve on our board that participate in these visits. And then as part of the funding process, there's also a opportunity for a face-to-face engagement, mm-hmm. right? So they come and can do a presentation in whatever way is meaningful to them. I mean, they could use audiovisual if they wanted to. It's certainly not required. We kind of just prefer a conversation. But they'll come before the panel, and then the panel can ask them questions and say, you know, hey, what's working well? What are the challenges? You know, what's not so great? Where can we help, you know, maybe form some partnerships and some alignments? How can we help with, you know, maybe troubleshooting or helping to overcome an obstacle? And then also an opportunity to say, hey, what you're doing is amazing. This is great work. Yeah. So we have 30 programs that we help will be helping to fund in 2024. So mm-hmm. the dollars we're raising now in the fall of 23 will help to fund those programs. Mm-hmm. We also have many programs and initiatives that are handled by United Way staff directly. So when you think about the 211 program, which is a 24/7 resource and referral line, 211 is funded by United Way, the Volunteer Center. This is, you know, we talk about Day of Caring and what's happening with that coming up later this month. That is provided and put in place by the Volunteer Center. And then lots of really cool initiatives. Great book giveaway. Mm-hmm. We have United We Can, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, mm-hmm. which is a primary focus of our Women United. So there are so many. There's 30 programs we help fund, 10 initiatives, you know, many coalitions. So it's a wide... it's a pretty wide net of service in the community, but our plan for community well-being focuses on education, and that's in two areas. So early years, thinking about kids from when they're born until they start school. We have youth success, which is, you know, thinking about what's offered to kids outside of the school day. Mm-hmm. You know, what opportunities for enrichment are there for kids? And then financial stability and thinking about how community members can be much more successful when they move from maybe a debt mindset to a mindset of being able to maybe even save some money, you know, and be thinking past today with the resources that they have. Health. Mm-hmm. Emergency food and shelter. So there is a lot going on, and there's really something for everyone, right? So when you think about if you need a service, and then you also think about it from the donor standpoint, there could be, as you indicated before, a particular area of interest. Mm-hmm. So you could say, you know what? I'm all about hunger, right? Like I am focused on food. We can do that. Mm-hmm. And we have to fund 6 different food programs. So your dollar can impact all of those and all ages, all the way to, again, just a general donation to United Way. And then you impact every single one of those programs, and it gets you in our sweepstakes.
Yes, yes. And we should mention those sweepstakes.
Yeah, so that's really cool. If you make a donation of $52, so $1 a week, you qualify for our sweepstakes. And if you are already a donor of $52 a week or more, if you increase by 26, you get another entry. So that's fun. And we give away 5 $1,000 cash prizes. Those prizes are sponsored. I think that's a really, really important point to get across. Mm-hmm. It is not campaign dollars. Mm-hmm. So if James gives $1,000, we're not taking his $1,000 and giving it away.
Right.
These are sponsored by local companies mm-hmm. who understand the need and the value of us to grow our donor base, increase the number of donors, but then also to see current donors increase their donation. And we give away these 5 $1,000 cash prizes, and it's really fun because we do it the week before Christmas. Yeah. You know, what could be better?
So awesome. be sure to look into that give it a chance, everybody, and be a part of those sweepstakes. Terry, if there's I don't like to pry when it comes to this next subject, I do want to ask, because I know that there are some things that you and I are very similar about. We're both pretty relentless people when it comes to something we care about in our jobs, and you are relentless about how much you care about this area and how much you're trying to help these individual causes and individuals out there in general. You probably want to do more at the United Way. There's probably projects or things that the community has reached out to you about, or that you yourself have seen needs of, but unable to maybe do more because of funds. If we are able to get a record number in donations, or if we're able to hit the mark on donations, do you think that that's a possibility going forward, that you guys might even be able to do more? And that's saying something, because your plate is full. I don't know how you guys pull off half of what you do, but I'm curious, because I know how you care about things, and you're not the type that stands pat, like, okay, we're taking care of all this, we're good. Nah, not the Terry I know, not the one I look up to. I imagine that there are other projects and other things you've thought about, or you and your staff have, or the community has brought to you.
Absolutely. So, we have had that where, okay, if we have if we raise $100,000 more than what we planned, what would we do?
Interesting. Okay.
Or 50,000 more, would we do? So, there's a few different facets to that. There is new programming that I think that there would be value to United Way helping to support, or for us to bring to the community. There's also another angle, is that when agencies in the community ask for funding for a specific program, we are rarely able to fund all of those at their request, right? Now, sometimes we get exorbitant requests. Sometimes we're like, well, we're funding you now at, 15,000 and now you want 60, but you're going to serve the same number of people. Mm. And we understand that, costs have increased. They've increased for everyone, but including the donor. So, we understand that facet as well. So I think there would probably be a nice blend of, what agencies could we help? Could we boost up their program funding a little bit so that more individuals could be served? And then what is a new initiative or a new program that we could bring to the community? The other side of that conversation that can be probably much more difficult is what if we had to let go of something, what would we let go of? Now, of course, we are a nonprofit, but like any business, right? You have to evaluate regularly say, okay, what's run its course? What can we say? We've done this for 15 years and it's been great, but it's just time to let it go.
Yeah.
So we do that, and we have those hard conversations. But I think what's really difficult is when it's just money driven. You know what I mean? Like if we were to have a significant shortfall, what would that mean? What would the impact look like? And so we might have that conversation, but we never want that to come to fruition, of course. And so that's why we're feverishly out there, trying to raise funds to at a minimum raise what we raised last year. And currently we're at about 25%. Of our campaign, which is right in line with where we normally are at the beginning of October. There's a lot of companies that are running. Our mailings have gone out, but maybe people haven't sent them back, or it's kind of on that consideration pile. Or if it's like in my house, it's just on the corner of the island where all the other mail is. Yeah. Get through that mail.
Yes.
But I think that our goal is to always get to at least the last year number. And if we can have a little surplus, that would be fabulous. Mm-hmm. We have a phenomenal campaign chair this year, Brian DeWitt from ERCO Worldwide. And he is doing a great job, coming out with me, talking to members of the community and saying, here's why my family gives. Here's why I believe in United Way. I want you to feel the same about United Way. And I think he's very impactful and resonates with a lot of people. And he's been doing just a phenomenal job. Another opportunity that we have, though, James, this year is we applied for a Legacy Foundation grant. And we were awarded that grant in the amount of $500,000. And that is set up as, kind of a campaign match, so to speak. And so what we raise for our general campaign, which stays the same, the match dollars don't go in there. So we still need that. And I don't want people to think, oh, they've got this grant coming in. Right. Why do we need to give?
That's a good point.
Well, because it's going to a different spot. And where that's going is into our endowment fund. In the 90s, we had some really, really forward-thinking board members and committee members that said, if our United Way had a strong endowment, we could use the income and earnings off of that, protect the principal, use the income and earnings to offset any fundraising and overhead costs that we might have. And so a drive was done, dollars were raised, that money was invested, and what we asked the Legacy Foundation for was money to put into that endowment so that we can, again, invest it, protect the principal, and use the income and earnings to help offset any costs that we have. And so right now, when we think about, you know, you hear talk about overhead or administrative costs or that kind of thing. Right now, our endowment earnings are covering about 30-35% of those costs. But this additional $500,000 will get us closer to, you know, 50-55%. And so we continue to build, and then we can get, you know, more impact out into the community. So, you know, I think we just really have some very fortunate opportunities in this campaign that we want to maximize.
We got a lot of football fans out there and loving this part of this time of year. It's football season. We love to root for our home teams. Here in Wisconsin, one of the biggest fan bases of in the world of any sports team is the Green Bay Packers, of course, and how strong the fan base is there. When it comes to being a fan of that team, more power to you, more power to anybody that roots for their home team. But I cannot think of a better way to root for your home team than your local United Way. That is your true, that is a real home team. Now, nothing against other sports teams. A lot of our sports teams in this state in particular, they put into their communities. I know the Bucks, how much they put in the Milwaukee area, Green Bay. It's legendary what they do in that area. All of this. But I stand on this sentence. Nobody does more for their community. Nobody puts into the community more as a team than the United Way. They impact this state more than any sports franchise, the Badgers, anybody. And you can look at the stats to show that. I got the stats to back that up. You want to support your local team, support your local United Way. Just like you got you wear your Packer colors and Brewer colors and all that, it's the same thing with your United Way. Support them just like you would support those other teams and be a part of this campaign season. Help local, buy local, support local. Some of the ways you can do that, Terry, are coming up. We got one of them happening tomorrow.
Absolutely. So it is our community-wide Denim Day. This has been going on for many, many years. And we understand that, you know, dress codes have have evolved and changed in workplaces. But the idea when it was established was that people could dress down for the day by making a $5 donation. And you know, you hit on our each year we kind of have a different theme. And this year, you know, we did go with a sports team, support your hometown, support your home team. And it's been really fun. And we've really enjoyed it. And so we've seen different companies saying, you know, hey, wear jeans and your favorite jersey. Could be any jersey. Or support your favorite team. And so it's fun because you see people wearing like their kids' sport. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, like their maybe their high school team, all the way up into professional sports. But that's one way to do it. But we have, you know, promoted it as tomorrow, October 6th, as Community-Wide Denim Day. Make a $5 donation to United Way. Wear your jeans intentionally. Maybe you have some, you know, special jeans. Bell bottoms. You know, I don't know. Get your wide legs out.
Corduroys.
They're coming back.
The bell bottoms.
Maybe some bib overalls. I don't know. But you know, get your denim out. You know, pull out $5 intentionally and get it to United Way. And so it's just a fun way to draw awareness, and really engage people around the reminder of this being campaign time.
If you are hearing about this kind of late and you're like, oh, I wish I'd have known about that before. My business and I could have set something up. There's always next year.
Do it a different day. Do it next Friday. I mean, you know, we just put the seed out there. But what we want you to do, though, is send us your pictures. Yeah. You can be individuals. You can be a workplace. You could just be an organization. But we'd love to see those and be able to share those on our social media and having people, you know, really helping get behind the spirit of hometown support.
Yeah. And speaking of the spirit of hometown support and spirit in general, one of my literal favorite days of the year. I don't know if me saying this, it sounds corny or not. If you guys believe me, I don't say anything I don't mean. I genuinely feel this. The Day of Caring Day is one of my favorite days of the year. This town is so great about the way that they support these kind of issues, these kind of things. And I've never seen anything like it in a community before. I've lived in a lot of places and a lot of communities, and I've never seen anything like the support and the amount of strangers helping strangers that happens on Day of Caring. Something as simple as having a nice lawn or having not to worry about raking your lawn or something may not seem like a big deal to some out there, but if you're an individual that cannot do that, It's huge. And it feels like an eyesore. And, you know, your other neighbors have their stuff all done and you don't. And you know that you physically can't get out there to do it or something. That ain't right. I mean, it's a rough feeling.
It's just a stress you don't need.
Yeah. And so while the United Way lifts mountains sometimes with some of the work you guys do to help other help certain causes, this one may not seem like the biggest thing to people, but it is. And I like that the community gets that. I like that our people get that. And we see droves of people out. You drive around Rapids here coming up on October 21st, and you are going to see strangers helping strangers. You're going to see all these shirts and have people having fun. But we want more people to be a part of this. We're still looking for lawns that can be raked. And we're, of course, looking for volunteers.
Absolutely. So tomorrow is the deadline if you need your yard raked. And that's a pretty hard and fast deadline because there's a lot of planning and logistics that go into the next 2 weeks to make sure that all of those yards get covered. So if you are elderly or disabled, do not have the ability, physical or financial, to get your yard taken care of for winter, get on our list. And you do that by calling 211 between the hours of 8 and 5 today or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock is the cutoff. So we encourage you, if you are not already, to do that. We have about 80 yards registered right now. There is some room to add a few more yet. So if you have that need, please do that part. The other aspect of this is, yes, we need the volunteers to do the work. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun day. I'll guarantee nice weather.
Yeah, nice. Nicely done.
I mean, it has rained before, but we'll call it nice for that day.
Yeah.
So we start out the day, Grand Rapids Lions Club, with a hot breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come on out, you know, there, and there's just something special about that camaraderie too. You know, you're in a whole room full of people who are getting out there. So that is from 8 to 9 on the 21st, 9 o'clock. We send you out with your raking assignments. And you will get, you know, depending upon the size of your group, you know, maybe 1 yard, 2 yards, mm-hmm. maybe three. If you have, you know, sometimes we'll have groups that are 30 people. And so we'll get you out to rake and clean up the yards. The homeowner will provide the bags. And depending upon the municipality that they're part of, sometimes, you know, leaves get raked to the curb. Sometimes they have to be bagged, whatever the case would be. So the homeowner will provide that part. You as the raker will need to have your own rake. And we get this question a lot. Are leaf blowers okay? Absolutely, blowers are okay.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. If you've got one, if you've got that equipment that can help, yes, that's totally fine. So we
it would be funny if you said no. It would just for
absolutely
no
not. No way. <Mm-mm.
laughs> No, they're very welcome. Oh, that's cool.
So, but I mean, it is a fair question. It is funny because that question does come up. So, whatever you use, how about this? Whatever you use to take care of your own yard, you know, I don't know that you should bring a mower bagger like that kind of thing to someone else's yard. But you know, bring your own rake, bring your own gloves if you're wearing gloves while you rake, that kind of thing. Dress for the weather, hot or cold or wet, or I mean, this is a rain or shine event. And our goal is that everybody's done by noon, right? Yeah. So like we get this, we come together, we celebrate, we get all this hard work done. And then we celebrate again, right? Like spend the afternoon, then treat yourself. Do something awesome.
If you want to sit back and watch some college football like I will
you want to go get some ice cream. I mean, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. But to give that, you know, 3 or 4 hours that day, you have no idea. I mean, we can measure, right? We can measure how many people, how many yards, who helped us get t-shirts. You know, there's quantifiable things that we can measure. What we can't measure is the joy that we bring to the other, you know, to the volunteer groups and to those homeowners.
I got to do this 1 year or a couple of years. 1 year I missed. You had an orange shirt and I missed out on that orange one. It's my favorite color. And I can't believe I missed out on that. But don't miss out, everybody.
In about 12 years, it might circle back.
Yeah, see, I'll come back. I got to rake a lawn for an individual. It was a remarkable situation, one I'll never forget. He was disabled, and we got talking, and it turns out as he opened up his garage, he's from Chicago, and from not too far away from where my family and I are from. We're White Sox fans. I had no idea. Just we caught up like crazy. And then if that wasn't enough, as I'm raking, right next door to this gentleman is Gary, one of our longtime listeners on the radio station here, who I've only gotten to run into once or twice. I got to meet his wife. It was a wonderful moment that if I'm lucky to live to 100, I will never forget that day. I've still got the hat the guy gave me. I mean, it was such a wonderful moment. And I got to be a part of that just for volunteering.
And it cost you nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
I mean,
cost
what?
Me none.
3 hours.
Tops.
Tops.
Yeah, yeah. It was such a great moment. Encourage you to be a part of this. Terry, if people want to find out more or be a part of any of these things we have talked about today, how can they do that?
Visit us at uwswac.org or certainly give us a call at 715-421-0390. And we encourage you to volunteer your time and make a donation to make this campaign successful.
Mm-hmm. Terry, thank you not only for hanging out with us right now, but this morning and dropping in and putting up with me like you do. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.